Long time no see, Fathom fans. We are back with more Fathom. So let's go ahead and get started with Chapter 7. In the days following a crisis, human behavior is predictable. We hug, we cry, we come together. Candles are typically involved as well as ribbons. Lots and lots of ribbons. And everything is topped off with a feel-good hashtag. Hundreds of these creatures, which have been identified as part of an undersea race known as the Typho, suddenly drop dead. Once people are relatively secure that the crisis is in the rear view and that their candle lighting and ribbon wearing and hashtagging have done their job, they start to ask questions. Who was the mastermind behind this nefarious plot? Riley J. Moss, according to the esteemed Fourth Estate. He was arrested and his assets were seized. Then, in an unprecedented move, he was shipped off to the undersea city of Myria to face justice for his crimes. The property damage was a separate issue. The Sydney Opera House looked like a curb-stomped seashell, and the surrounding area had been pancaked as well. Everything that Moss's sizable bank account couldn't cover was repaired by the Blue, a good-faith gesture in exchange for custody of the prisoner. Relations between humans and the Blue had never been better. But now, for the first time, their treaty was public. The weeks that followed were filled with smiles and handshakes, and the Blue's PR machine rolled along with the subtle grace of a bulldozer. This is a huge win for the administration and for our friends in the Pacific. The narrative was tied up with a neat little bow. The bad guys were thwarted, the Blue were saviors, and it was time to pop open the champagne. Within weeks, the Blue became more than just heroes. They were a trend. Cereal boxes, t-shirts, video games, you couldn't escape them. Some call it cultural appropriation, but I call it appreciation. These Myrian headpieces are the hottest look of the season. Coral is the new black, baby. Of course there was opposition. There always is, but the counter-arguments didn't last long. We need to be inclusive and welcoming, but we can't ignore the fact that these creatures caused billions in damage and killed dozens of people. The media seems suspiciously quick to forgive and forget. And are there more on the way? Is the threat really contained? And sorry, Lacey Red, your content has been deleted. Dear at Lacey Red, YouTube has found you in violation of our new friendliness and happiness policy. Anything that may be deemed upsetting to anyone can be removed for any reason. Keep on tubing, the YouTube staff. Yeah. That sounds kind of familiar. I may know something about that. And while not everyone was on board with our new aquatic neighbors, things appeared peaceful. That's the thing about appearances, though. They can be deceiving. As calm and orderly as the world might look, you never know what's lurking just beneath the surface. Heads up, Tyler. Burgers are incoming. Extra bacon, extra pickles, just the way you like it. Thanks, Chance. I'm dying over here. How's the novel going? Slow and annoying. I don't drink nearly enough to be an author. Everything okay with you? I'm sorry about the place. I know I haven't cleaned it since, well, ever. No, the apartment's fine. Thanks for letting me crash. It's just that I've been watching the news and things aren't adding up. You ever get the feeling that we're looking at a Potemkin village? You mean that neighborhood downtown with all the flower gardens and really well-dressed men? No, I mean a facade. Everything we've heard about Myria and the Blue over the last month is good news. All the reports are chock full of kittens and rainbow sandwiches. It's like the Typhos were all taken out and suddenly it's paradise here and under the sea. Yeah, it's suspicious, I suppose, but Aspen said she'd take care of everything. She needs a couple weeks to help restructure their government, whatever that means. And you believe her. If I didn't, she wouldn't be my girl. Neither of us have heard from her in almost a month. What about the distress signal she sent you before? Has she sent you a new one? Maybe she's in trouble again and you just can't, can't tell you. What's with you? The Typhos are dead. Moss is in Blue custody. Why can't you just accept that everything is going smoothly? Why are you so calm about everything? The media is pinning the entire invasion on Moss, Cannon Hawk ghosted, we're getting radio silence from Aspen, and for some reason the Blue are doing a press tour like they're about to drop the hottest album of the summer. None of this is normal. Why aren't you freaking out? I think you're doing enough freaking out for the both of us. There's nothing left for us to do but wait for Aspen's update. Before Aspen left with Cannon to find the failsafe, she gave me this. A piece of paper? An address. She said I should look into it because she had suspicions about a mole working inside the U.S. government. It could be a key to something bigger. Holy shit! Tyler, you can't be serious! This is the door you want to go kick down? This is impossible. You don't get it, Chance. What if we... No, you don't get it. I got off light after opening fire on Monsa's yacht. I could have been discharged or worse. I'm on thin ice. I can't go accusing high-ranking agents of treason. The first press conference from Myria starts in 1 hour. Let's just see what Aspen has to say before we freak out. Fine. But if she so much as flinches, me and Matilda are going John Wick on their asses. I don't care if I have to jack a submarine and go down to Myria myself. Myria, capital city of the blue. Cannon, you bastard! You said Sydney was off limits! Relax, RJ. The casualties were minimal. Given the circumstances, you should just be thankful you're free. Free? They took everything! I was the wealthiest bloke in the Eastern Hemisphere, now I'm bankrupt and a pariah! Only thing I'm free of is a bloody prison cell. Notwithstanding your tarnished reputation and depleted bank accounts, I think we've made the most of this disaster. Plan B worked perfectly, and no one on the surface knows about the changes to Myria's leadership. About that, it's been weeks and these twits in the media haven't said a word about you. As far as I know, I'm the one who released the typhos. You didn't tell them otherwise, did you? Of course not. Once I got word that you'd bring me to Myria, I yanked my plea deal off the table. I figured if my life was over, at the very least, I'd have somewhere safe to call home. About that, now that the council has been dissolved and I'm in charge, security is my chief concern. Citizens of Myria won't feel comfortable with someone of your reputation walking among them. That's brilliant! You're going to lock me up just to prove a point. You might as well, I've got nothing else to lose. Oh, I think we can come to a logical middle ground somewhere between total freedom and incarceration. I'm nothing if not fair. Nothing seems fair for where I'm standing, mate. Appearances are a matter of perspective. Look down there, for example. What do you see? Eyes and tentacles. That's where you and I differ. Because when I look into the darkness, I see a chance at redemption. This is R.J. Moss, the architect of the Typhos release. Let it be known throughout Myria that I am about to pass judgment on the human who recklessly endangered all of your lives. What are you? Wait, that's not true. You were the one who... Silence. There is no longer counsel and this is not a trial. Let this be a lesson. Challenge the throne and suffer the consequences. I am a compassionate and merciful leader, which is why this will be quick and relatively painless. But this is crazy, mate. I deserve to have my story heard. This is not a democracy. This is the new Myria. Did you just see that? All part of the new regime, Your Highness. Wow, he totally did. This is Sparta. Please don't call me that. And I mean, I'm not even part of the RJ Moss fan club, but he didn't deserve whatever that was. Do you prefer princess, duchess, empress? Wait, what is your official title, if you don't mind me asking? My asking, rather. I don't have one. I'm sorry if I've offended your highness. Please, don't speak of this to the king. After the emblem was shattered and the council dissolved, people have been disappearing. I haven't seen Raven or Veritas in weeks. I could be next. You're doing a bang-up job, really. Excuse me, a bang-up job here, really. And don't worry. Everyone is safe in Myria. That shit he pulled with Moss won't be happening again. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to have a word with the king. I'll have your new dress ready in time for the coronation, Your Highness. And please, tell King Hawk that you're happy with my work. The pilot project is going wonderfully. We've blocked the entire Pacific. Any sea vessels attempting to cross between the continents will be eliminated. Before long, these metal cans filled with toxic sludge will no longer be polluting our waterways. Excellent. And the human media? Thanks to Moss's technology and our links with the NSA, any satellite imagery of the disappearances will be deleted. And reporters looking into the missing vessels will be taken care of as per your instructions. What the fuck did you do, Cannon? What was that stunt with Moss? Ah, my blushing bride-to-be. Elegant and vivacious as ever. That will be all, Magnus. It seems Aspen and I have a few issues to discuss. And what was that performance I just saw you broadcast to the entire Blue Collective? You're claiming that Moss was the one who released the typhos and that you single-handedly destroyed them? Not to let the truth get in the way of a good story, but you orchestrated this from the beginning. That's your opinion. You can't keep bending reality to your whim. No, that's where you're wrong, my dear. Reality is what I say it is. It's what I put out into the world with my aquaspheres. When you control the flow of information, you control perception. You can't just erase what happened in Sydney. How you unleashed the Typhos, blackmailed us, and destroyed the Council with a threat of nuclear war. That happened, Cannon. You think any of that matters? Look at the surface. The human leaders focus only on the events that fit their narratives, discarding all that doesn't fit. As a continual restructuring of human history, deleting what's inconvenient and embellishing whatever pushes, their agenda. YouTube has even fallen in line. They're scrubbing any anti-blue sentiments and manipulating the search results at our whim. The rest of the media are complying as well. So this is the plan? Restructuring everything at your whim? Not at my whim. The original blue doctrines are written a millennium ago are very plain. Two leaders, one male, one female, reigning over Myria until their passing. This is the new world, dear. My lord, the human media have arrived. They're preparing for your statement. Excellent! Let them pass. And remember, no aquaspheres are to be activated. This broadcast is for human consumption only. And I expect you'll be on your best behavior, because your friends on the surface are one call away from being gutted like fish. My name is Cannon Hawk, the new ruler of Myria. Now that the arduous process of restructuring our government has come to an end, I would like to address you, the land dwellers, as well as the leaders of your nations. First of all, our investigation is complete. We know the Typhos were released at the hand of R.J. Moss, the billionaire who posed as a philanthropist, but clandestinely worked to take down governments with his horrific biological weapons. Thankfully, I was able to single-handedly trigger a failsafe and put an end to the abominations he created. Rest assured, Moss will no longer pose a threat to either humans or blue. He is in Myrian custody and will receive a fair and just trial. The blue are nothing if not compassionate. With this threat behind us, we will work together to forge a more cohesive, tolerant, and dare I say it, utopian society. But first and foremost, security is my concern. Borders need to be tightened and walls need to be built, protecting both land and sea from those who would do us harm. And of course, strict new laws will be implemented. I realize that change is difficult, painful even. Though change is necessary in order to achieve greatness, and just as Rome was not built in a day, building this new world will take time. To step forward, we must first step back to our past. The values that were the bedrock on which our undersea civilization was built have been lost. We have forgotten about the pioneers who came before us, those who gifted us with this way of life. With Aspen Matthews by my side, I will lead both humans and blue into a golden new age. So, now is the time to panic? Get that address right now. Starting to look more like Guile. Thank you for coming. My guards will escort you to the docking bay where I will arrange for transportation back to the surface. You've done a great service here today. Anything I can help you with? Yeah, scalding hot bath and some steel wool would be a nice start. What the hell was that about? Oh, enough with the theatrics, Aspen. This is all part of the optics I'm presenting to the surface. Power couples project stability. They inspire confidence. We need to ensure the humans that we have things under control. Control is an illusion, you egomaniac. You think you can maintain this charade? Then no one will know what you're really up to? I don't think. I know. I've spent years planning this out, and now it's a reality, right down to the last detail. Right down to you, at my side, subservient. Your obedience is the currency that pays for your friend's existence. Never forget that. And don't think I can't see that defiance in your eyes. Don't even think about trying to warn them. Nothing comes or goes from Myria without my blessing. Not transports, not communications. Though they'll come through. They always do. Arlington, Virginia. Thank you. I think yesterday's press conference from Myria was a hit. Massive approval ratings. No further comment at this time. I'll let Mr. Hawk hash that out with the president when they meet next week. Knock, knock. Someone is here. I'm going to have to get back to you. Knock, knock, knock. Delivery for Miss Akiko Niigata. Or Akiko Niigata. How did you get up here? Did Argyle at the front desk let you up? Because I didn't get a call. Krakoom! You have no idea how long I've been waiting to do this. Fuck! Grrr. Stop! Please, I'll tell you everything. Just don't hurt me. Yeah, I'm glad we didn't have to torture you because punching people hurts like a bitch. Do you have an ice pack? Maybe a bag of frozen peas? Huh, that was easier than I thought. We We weren't even completely sure you were the mole. That's funny. I'm thinking that we clear out this entire council chamber and replace it with a dais. Maybe matching thrones that can go right about there. Excellent choice, my lord. What are your thoughts, Aspen? Any preferences? I'm thinking your throne would go well at the bottom of the Hinroth pit, right next to R.J. Moss. My patience is not infinite. You've had time to adjust, and now you need to fall in line. Fall in line? What happened to you, Cannon? You used to be weak. I used to be a sniveling, powerless doormat, stomped on by the so-called leaders of Myria. Now that I'm running things as I see fit, I'm not going to be talked down by anyone, least of all you. Cannon, I demand an audience. I demand that you speak with me at once. You cannot keep avoiding me, and you cannot use the guards of this city to keep me at bay. Ah, speak of the devil! This is a royal chamber now, Siphon. Since you are apparently getting senile in your old age, I'll spell it out for you so you'll understand. That means it's for royalty, not subjects. This is preposterous. I have a right to speak my mind, to broadcast my voice through the Aquasphere network. You're talking about rights now? That's rich coming from a man who ran a democratic council like a dictatorship. You're lucky I don't throw you in cryostasis for treason. The only reason I haven't is because the idiots that inhabit the city still have a modicum of respect for you, which boggles the mind. Aspen, you've always been reasonable. Please talk some sense into this lunatic. What did you call me? Was that a negative, disparaging remark that escaped your lips? You're no King Cannon. We only agreed to destroy the emblem of Myria under duress. All of Myria was at risk. You won't survive this. Guards! This man has threatened your king. Bring him to me. Ooh, let's try this one again. Precisely. You acquiesced. I took advantage. It's called politics. Read a book sometime. You won't survive this. Guards! This man has threatened your king. Bring him to me. I invoke the scrolls of Aret, Myria's original sacred doctrines handed down from the ancient ones themselves. The what? Those scrolls are barbaric fairy tales written back when most of the world was illiterate and thought the earth was flat. You're going to use them to make policies now? Choose your words carefully, Aspen. Heresy will soon result in severe punishments, and even the future queen won't be immune. Activate the aquaspheres. I want the entire kingdom to witness this moment. A legend is about to be born and another is about to be struck down. You're already king, Cannon. What else is left to prove? Dominance. Fear is respect, and this old man is neither. If anyone is still loyal to him, they'll soon see him exposed as a fraud that he is. I wish I'd thought of this earlier. As king, I have the option to choose a champion to fight in my stead. I need no such luxury. I will battle Siphon here and now. To prove my resolve, I will put my crown on the line. And like all decrees made through the Aquaspheres, this is a binding statement. The scrolls dictate that you have one of three options. Accept, face banishment, or have a champion take your place, either by your choosing or by volunteer. I won't abandon my people, and I will not ask another to fight my battles for me. I was hoping you'd say that. Let's give them a show, old man. Hurrah! You sound a little tired, Siphon. At your age, I don't blame you. Maybe a little pick-me-up will help with your performance issues. Ting! Ugh, what did you do to me? What's wrong, fearless leader? Joints aren't as pliable as they used to be. Mrack! Crack! Sorry. Is the world tipping off its axis? Chuck! Just one drop of that venomous concoction you used to spike the typhus with has that effect. Not lethal, but it's enough to trigger a hell of a migraine. You've had this coming for a long time, you bottom-feeding trench dweller. Soon you'll see me for who I really am. Then you'll finally respect me. Enough! No, my dear, I say when it's enough. This battle occurs at my pleasure, and I've yet to feel any measure of satisfaction. I'm not stopping the battle, I'm making a replacement. You said it yourself, live for all of Myria to see. A volunteer can step in to replace a fighter. You can't. It's already done. Now let's raise the stakes. Can't disappoint tens of thousands of the blue, can we? If you win, I'll sit throne side like a doting wife. No fighting, no resistance. I'm liking the sound of this already. But when I win, you relinquish your crown, just like when you offered... Excuse me, guys. Just like you offered when you challenged Siphon, and the council will be reinstated. We'll do another. If I could say only one thing in response to this senseless tragedy, don't panic. Carry on as usual. Live your lives. Be resilient. And realize that we are here for you, prepared to defeat this powerful new enemy. Los Angeles, California. Don't panic. You have to admit we've never faced a threat like this before. We don't know where these creatures came from or why they're sinking ships. True, but when the Typhos were released, I defeated them. This new enemy is dangerous, but the results would be no different. And defensive measures have already been put in motion. The first step will be increased global security, starting with the media. The spread of misinformation leads to chaos, which is why I'm working with a number of social media outlets to monitor and delete offending content. Isn't this just a way to silence dissident? Excuse me. Isn't this just a way to silence dissent? As a journalist myself, I think a lot of people will have a problem with this. I understand your trepidation. But these measures are for the greater good. In times of crisis, sacrifices need to be made, and allowing biased, hateful rhetoric to be spread online will only hinder our defensive efforts. The media is one thing, but how do you actually plan on stopping these things? We have our methods, but in the meantime, I'd advise the entire human population to stay away from the oceans. There's no telling when or where the next attack will be, but I can guarantee that I will be there to stop it, because no one else can. Myria, capital city of the blue. How did I look? I asked for a close-up at the end. I really wanted to drive home the life-or-death aspect. Good call, my lord. Very dramatic. Are the Hinross in place? They are. An oil tanker in the Persian Gulf will be attacked by one of the creatures next week, and you'll be there to heroically defeat it. With our camera crew ready to capture the entire glorious event, of course. Of course, the satellite uplink is in place as well, just as you've requested. We're secure and ready for this evening's broadcast. Well done, Magnus. That'll be all. What about Aspen? You're not seriously going to fight her for control of Myria, are you? And why shouldn't I? You lack faith in your king's abilities? No, it's just she's powerful? Too powerful, perhaps? I know what she's capable of, which is why I'll be setting the rules for the event. Tonight, the entire Blue Collective will finally learn that Aspen Matthews is nothing compared to me. Start talking, Akiko. What is Canon Hawk planning? Planning? As in future tense? The plan already happened. He wanted control and he got it. Myria, the Americas, the media, they're all eating out of the palm of his hand. Easy to look like a hero when no one is allowed to speak out against you. What did you do for him? We can't stop him if you don't talk. I helped him get fingerprints from a 5-star general so he could hack a U.S. satellite. That's it? Believe me, that was enough. He was using the satellite to falsify intel and feed it to the Americans, and now he's using it to block all communications between the surface and Myria. I was using it to hack the aquaspheres and spy on the council. I was recording everything, they said, and they had no idea. That's how Cannon stayed one step ahead. I wish I could take it all back. I was just spying and hacking at first. Innocent stuff, and now things are so much worse. People are dead, and the Hinross, those squid monsters that are taking down ocean liners and cruise ships, they didn't just appear out of nowhere. They're ancient biological weapons that he's uncaging on purpose. So these attacks are false flags. Exactly. Cannon is the arsonist and the fireman. He's going to keep destroying ships and claiming he's the only one who can stop it. And how does Aspen fit into all this? I've no idea. But Cannon is obsessed with her. I don't know what happened to him. One day he just snapped, like he was this completely different person. All I know is that whatever he's broadcasting to the Blue on the aquaspheres, he doesn't want it going viral. He must have something big planned, because he just locked all his allies out of the system, even me. Can't you just hack in and find out what he's doing down there? Spy on him like you spied on the council? Nothing's impossible. Oh, excuse me. It can't be done remotely anymore. To do that, I'd have to physically take down a satellite first, which is impossible. Nothing's impossible if you're crazy enough, and have a pilot's license. Are you going to do something reckless and illegal? Reckless is a pretty broad spectrum. I'll call you in a couple hours. Just be ready to hack those aquaspheres when I say go. Prepare yourselves for an evening of entertainment. You are about to witness your leader doing what Siphon and the cowards on the council never did. Fight for you. As king, I'm selecting the weapons that will be used in this contest. I'm thinking a broadsword for myself and for Aspen. A dagger, perhaps? Oh, sure. Give her a dagger and you get a sword. That's real fair. Why use weapons at all? If you're so superior, prove it in unarmed combat, the way things were done in the good old days you're always reminiscing about. Unless the almighty king is afraid to test himself. Could be humiliating to get your ass kicked in front of the entire Blue Collective and lose your kingdom. I don't need weapons to defeat you, but let's level the playing field. Magnus, activate the field. A mild electrical current will be shot through the arena. Now you'll be unable to control your molecules and turn to water. With your abilities dampened, we're both flesh and blood. You said you wanted even, right? Let's do this. Fuck! Well, I mean, not probably great for her. Not so nimble without your powers to fall back on, are you? Whomp! Consider this a kindness. Strangulation would be the most painless way of ending your life. I wanted you by my side, but now I know that could never happen. There's just one thing I want you to know before you die. I'm... What? How did you... Let's see you try and strangle me with a broken arm. No, let go of my bracelet. It's gonna break! Crack! My lord, Cannon, what did Aspen do to you? Why do you look like Viridis? She has been absent since you took over Myria, and now you look just like her. This is impossible, unless... I can't believe it. It's been you faking it this entire time. What did you do to Cannon Hawk? This is it, Tyler. I have it in view. Even with this new prototype F-60, I can't go much further into orbit. What are you waiting for? Congressional approval? This is a rogue mission. Take the shot! If I'm locked away because of this, please tell Aspen that I look... Oh, no, this is bad. I have a feeling I might be going down. Engine failure. Might be. Well, do something. Eject. No, wait. Shoot, and then eject. Just hurry. I'm taking the shot. Ba-ba-boom! Mission accomplished, Red Leader. The chickens are in the hen house. No idea what you're talking about, but that sounds like good news. The general was going to nail my ass to the wall just for borrowing this jet. I don't want to see his face when he finds out it's floating in a reef off the coast of Greenland. Foom! And there goes $2 million worth of government property along with my military pension. I hope this was worth losing my career for, Tyler. You're ready to rock. Tell Akiko to work her magic. Great job, Chance. I can see it now. Cannon's firewall is down. Akiko, make the uplink. Just a few more seconds and whatever Cannon Hawk is broadcasting on his private Aquasphere network will be streaming live on YouTube for the entire world to see. Pak! You think this is over because you unmasked me? This changes nothing. The seal is still broken and the council is still gone. I rule Myria and soon those pathetic land dwellers will bend the knee as well. So you got rid of Cannon, used the Typho's bracelet to steal his identity, stage a coup to overthrow Myria, and then you kiss me during the... Whoa, there's a lot I didn't know about you. No one cared about Viridis, junior council member, but when I became someone else, suddenly I had respect. As Cannon, I had access to the U.S. government, control over an army of Typho's warriors, I had everything. And now here you are, trying to take it away from me, again. Is your brain hemorrhaging? I've never tried to take anything from you. You've always been the overachiever, and I've always been... Aspen. That's who you've always been. The golden child. The chosen one. And I've been in your shadow despite working twice as hard. You've always been the favorite, especially with a great siphon. No longer. Now he's locked in cryostasis along with Cannon and everyone else who defied me along the way. Can everyone see this? Everyone with an internet connection. Now I'm changing the world. My Hinross are taking down ships in every major waterway, and I'm ridding the planet of those filthy spewing metal caskets that desecrate my oceans. I've worked my ass off to get everything I've ever wanted, and I'm poised to rule the entire planet. But you know the irony in all this? I'm still not happy. Yeah, being psychotic might have something to do with that. No, I figured it out. It's because you exist. You pollute everything around me. Your presence is like a toxin that I'm forced to inhale. I'm smarter, more capable, and better than you in every conceivable way. So why do I want to be you? Dork! You couldn't be me on your best day. Go to hell! Get the hell out of my life, Aspen Matthews. Get out of my... No, I can't live in a world where you exist. You ruined everything you touch. I despise you, Aspen. What I think you meant to say is I despise you, Queen Aspen. I'm running Myria now. San Diego, California. 3 days later. Okay, guess what I'm about to show you. No peeking, though. Are you peeking? Is one of your superpowers X-ray vision? I have no idea. No, I'm not, and I don't think so. Roof, roof. You guys, I love it. And it's right on the beach. We know you like water, so this seemed like a good fit. Observant as always. And here's the kicker. It's a 3-bedroom. I'll take the spare. You two can share the master, and there's space for a separate man cave. You're moving in? I thought you liked your bachelor pad. Now that I'm unemployed, I could use some roommates to cut down on rent. Funny how saving the world from an evil underwater dictator doesn't pay as well as you would imagine. At least they didn't make you pay for the jet. You got off lightly. So, are you ready to move out of Myria for good, come back to solid ground, and live among the filthy land dwellers? It's gonna be an adjustment, but I'll manage. With Siphon and Cannon out of cryostasis, they can rebuild the council without me. Besides, I made a very touching royal decree before I left, renouncing my throne and returning freedom to my people. I hear there wasn't a dry eye in Myria. Regal and humble, I'm sure you'll be missed. I got a delivery here from Miss Aspen Matthews. Is that one of you? Yeah, that would be me. Whoa, what the heck is that doing here? You gotta be kidding me. Let me guess, courtesy of Chris Machine Gun? Mr. Gun wanted you to have your own llama as a thank you for saving his. What the hell does someone do with a pet llama in a beach house? No idea, sir. I deliver the llamas. I don't offer advice about their training and maintenance. Frickin' rock stars. Oddly, this isn't even the weirdest thing that's happened to me this week. So what now? I guess we have to start tracking down the Hinroth before they do any more damage. Military's already on it. At least that's what some of my old Navy buddies told me. I'm sure they could use some help from someone as uniquely qualified as you, though. I'm more concerned about what Viridis' next move is going to be. I wouldn't worry. We're keeping a close eye on her. So you're going to let her live after everything she's done? That's not how Myria works, Chance. The council leads by example, not with the archaic eye for an eye doctrine that Viridis wanted in place. Besides, letting her live will be therapeutic. She's gonna have a couple hundred years to think about what she did. Does this place have Wi-Fi hooked up yet? As far as I know, yeah. Well, if you'll excuse me, I need to make a quick video. I've been punched, choked, stabbed, and strangled by a sea monster, but somehow this is always the most stressful part of my job. I suck at these things, so I'm gonna make this short. First of all, the world is changing, and I know that sentiment is trite and overused, but it's true, now more than ever. Not long ago, you discovered that we exist, an undersea race with advanced technology, as well as a lot more drama than you were probably bargaining for. And I promised to be there to stop this craziness from spilling out onto land. Some of my critics were right. I failed you. There were things I couldn't stop. The attack on Sydney, the Hinroths taking down ships. I can't be everywhere at once. And to be honest, I won't be there every time, and sometimes I'll screw up. But I'll always do my best to help each and every one of you, whether you believe in me or not. People assume they know my story because they've seen a 10-second clip or read a headline. They judge my loyalties, my motives, but words on a computer screen don't make a difference to me. What matters is real life, the people who have my back when I need them most. The fearless warriors who are willing to sacrifice everything for what's right without a moment's hesitation. And the unconditionally loyal friends who are just there for support. Everything else is background noise. I've been shouted down online, cut off from civilization, and held captive by a dictator. And the only thing they had in common is that they wanted to silence me. I'm not going to be quiet, and neither should you. Every voice matters, whether your opinions are popular or not. And if you want to criticize me, go ahead, because the more we silence each other, the easier we make it for those in power to manipulate the system. Yes! Whether you live on land or underwater, we all share the same ecosystem, and ecosystems only flourish when every part works together. See you guys soon, because whatever you think you know about my story, it's far from over. I think this could be the start of something awesome. Maybe if we learn to coexist with a race as different as the blue, we can give each other a little more leeway. When the attacks began, we were all so quick to point fingers and call for war. Sometimes we're screaming so loud that we can't hear each other. Imagine my shock. I actually agree. Deplatforming each other leads to disaster. Letting those we disagree with speak freely gives the rest of us the right to be heard. Oh, please. How can we take this hero seriously when she dresses in a bikini made of shark's teeth and seaweed? I don't even get me started on her hair. It's a foot. Sorry, Milo. Oh, wow. That's supposed to be Milo. Your YouTube account has been permanently deleted. No more tubing for you. The end. Cover gallery. We're done. So here's the covers. Interesting how we're bringing real life people into this. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but there's definitely some politics jumping in here. And I do like what they said at the end, where they're like, everybody deserves a voice. And you don't have to agree with people, but they deserve to be heard. Like, there's people I don't like, you know, and I'm like, but I still want them to say their stuff. I don't want to silence them. And it's like, oh, well, I don't like this, or I believe that. Well, I don't believe that, but yeah, you deserve to have a voice there. But at the same time, you know, if you have a voice, you know, I have the right, like if I'm being attacked, for example, I have the right to defend myself against that attack. You know, I was like, well, I'm always live and let live. That's what I've always been about. So no matter who's in the position of power, you know, I've always believed that people should be free to live their own lives, regardless of what decisions they choose. As long as it doesn't hurt other people. But I even believe if you do things that some might consider harmful to yourself, like for example, smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, watching pornography. There's a lot of things that people have considered harmful habits. Playing too many video games. You know, I mean, again, that's your life. That's your choice of what to do. If you do that, yeah, that's your thing. And then there's some that's like, well, I don't do either of those things, and I never want to do either of those things, and I completely support that as well. There's some people like, I don't like comics. I like manga. Fine. Great. Read all the manga you want. There's some people that like, oh, I don't like manga. I like comics. You know, they don't like the look of the characters. Maybe they have certain beliefs about the way the characters look. They don't look like adults or something, perhaps. And that's fine. That's their position. They prefer comics like this. And I do like comics like this. A little more than the manga. But I've always been an anime fan, and I've got some mangas. Of course, we can't do them here on the channel. I've said that many, many times. But, oh, well, I mean, that's pretty cool. I like that different kind of art there. It's pretty cool. I mean, I always love the covers. The covers are the thing that's supposed to sell the book, so, I mean, let's just be honest. They say don't judge a book by its cover, but they wouldn't have a million different covers if that wasn't the case. That's pretty cool. I like that one. Incentive edition. Yep, just wonderful art, right? Some of the best art is right here on the cover. That's a beautiful piece. Comic-Con International cover. Neat. That's a really good one. That reminds me, it looks a little bit like the cover of Alan Moore's first Promethea. A little bit it has that, if you ever read Promethea. Oh, I love the colors in this. Look at, man, that is amazing. Look at all the different colors in the waves there. We could talk for hours. Look at all the colors in just the, that is amazing. Just, it's a Canada exclusive fan expo cover. And it's probably one of the best pieces I've ever seen in the entire series. Wow. Very Disney. Oh, that's Yeah. Okay. Our wet newsletter? Oh, wow. So the writer is Blake Northcott. Okay. Hi there. I'm Blake, writer of words, chirper of chirps, and frequent taker of naps. I spent the last couple years writing the Arena Mode Saga, a series of superhero novels, and was an ambassador for Miller World. Okay. Now I'm fulfilling my dream of writing comics. I also live in Canada. If you want to know what that's like, watch Scott Pilgrim versus the World. It's pretty much a documentary. Okay. So there's a lot of behind the scenes. Let's see. I'm just looking at some of the different. But yeah, that's Alex Conant. It's weird to see all this social media stuff now jumping in. And of course, we have the collection. We'll probably go into some of the other stuff. I want to continue with Aspen Comics even after we finish the Aspen Saga. Or Fathom Saga. I don't know how far, like, some of this stuff we don't even have. Just going to be really fair. There's a lot of books I don't even have. They just weren't offered in Humble Bundle. And I'm going to be fair with you guys. I haven't seen an Aspen bundle on Humble in a long time. And I try to keep up. So I don't know if they're being offered somewhere else or, you know. Of course, these are all physicals. So that's why they're $30 and all that, you know. Trade paperbacks, $40, $40, $50 for the definitive edition. But yeah, it's about having the book in your hands. And I know that means a lot. Sometimes they actually come hardcover, but these don't seem to be hardcover. You got executive assistant Iris. You have that looked like it might be pretty cool to do executive assistant Iris. Bubblegun? I don't have any of that, guys, unfortunately. I have some Journey. I have Kara's Magic. I don't want to do that one on here, though. I didn't like it that much. I might do Lola. That's a possibility. I've been thinking about that. So we'll just see. And Soulfire, maybe we'll do something like that. It just depends. It depends. And also, like, you guys, you know, the 300, almost 400 people watching, like, let me know. There's a comment section. There's also, you know, if you want to donate to us, I said that if you did, you could actually give me, like, ideas for the next, the next book. Like, you would, I don't know. I mean, it really doesn't matter because I know there's people that will actually comment and say, hey, can you read so-and-so? Like, I've actually got a Love and Rockets, which I'm doing at the end of November because it was requested. So if there's anything you guys want me to do and I have it, I'll do it. But, you know, I have a lot of books. I bought a lot of stuff over the Humble Bundles and stuff. But, you know, I don't have everything. And, of course, we will do out-of-print old books as well. I have no problems with that. Won't be doing Heavy Metal because Heavy Metal's coming back and they might try to reprint, so I don't think they can, because I know that the Heavy Metal's website launched, and basically they only have a few pages of each in their little archive, and their scans, their clear scans. They just basically took the scans and put it on their website, but it's not the whole book, it's just pieces of it. So I don't know what they're doing, but they're rebranding, and I don't want to get involved with that. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm reading it, and you guys don't want me reading it. So, yeah, I don't want to give them trouble, because they're trying to build themselves back. So we won't be doing Heavy Metal, and it would take me forever to do anyway. They're not short. They were meant to be comic magazines. So we're talking an hour to 2 hours to do one book. Well, no, maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours to do one book, depending on all the stories and things. Plus, some of those have to be not safe for work videos because they do include several adult scenes, and we can get by with certain things, but there's a few that we've had to bar, and I just want to play it safe by YouTube, so you know how it is. But all right, guys, the next one we have is probably what, volume 7? It'll be volume 7, yeah. So, Blake Northcott, completely different style of writing, but I do like it. I do like it. It brought Fathom into a more modern take. Okay, so this is volume 7. Completely different people. Ron Mars? Who's writing this one? Alright, so written by Ron Mars. So Blake Northcott is no longer writing this. I guess she only just wrote that one series. So we got a completely new writer now. I have no idea what this one's going to be about, but we'll give it a shot. At any rate, guys, we will see you in December with the next volume of Fathom. I mean, the link to Aspen Comics is right there. Support them. Buy comics. Buying comics keeps comics alive, so do it. I'm out. I'll see you next time.